Hello, 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 wow, 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 wow.
Last day of March,
2009. The fucking snow's already melted. We got dumped on the other day. Saturday, must have got 12 inches.
All week long, everything's getting green.
Kids are happy, we're outside, it's warm, spring's in the air, red-breasted robins, cardinals, every droplet of spring joy just raining down. And then all of a sudden, the weather report says this big massive front's gonna come through, and lo and behold, we get fucking plowed. So this is the thing that's funny about it, is that we continue and on a persistent basis have people that say, oh, global warming's not a thing. Let me tell you something. Towards the latter part of March, when it's warm as shit, when you have a storm cell that originates like in Colorado and then makes its way through Kansas and Missouri and plows us, that's not some fucking coincidence. That's something in the atmosphere. That's something in our climate that has created that kind of vortex to come this way. So it's so fucked up. The older I get, or the more I look into it, how many corporate interests and special interests that want us to believe one thing when it's actually false. You know, it's like the notion of the truth is like a novelty, really. But, you know, for most people, that's pretty digestible. It's a lot easier to follow the norm than to dig for the truth, you know? Seems to bode well for a lot of people. Yeah, I tell you what, that little Miles kid and Zen really enjoy this pool up here. The new pool we got up here in Belt, which is nice. Good to get all those extra energy sickles out of their bodies. Let me think, what the hell else is going on? Let me think. I don't know. Doesn't seem like my brain's firing on all cylinders this morning. But at any rate, your long-lost cousin Alan called me the other day, and we talked about you and how everybody's doing, and he's a good kid. It was nice to talk to him. And then, this is funny, there was a guy through Facebook named Joseph Domino that says, how the hell are you what's your whole story? Is it Domino? So we start chatting back and forth, and I tell him, you know, I'm here in Kansas City, and he's like, how the hell does a Domino end up in Kansas? And I thought you would have thought that was pretty clever verbiage for someone to say that, and I gave him the whole story, and we had a nice chat back and forth. He grew up in Brooklyn, and just lost his wife a couple years ago and retired and went down to Florida, which I thought was odd. You never hear dudes that often that lose their wives. It's usually the wives lose their husbands. But yeah, so he went on down there to Florida. And, you know, I was thinking too about mortality this weekend. There was a, you know, the older I get, it seems like that's more of a thing that goes on in your brain. But the there was a box of business cards downstairs, and there was a whole bunch of shit in there that I hadn't seen in years. And I start pulling some out, start rifling through them, and I see one that's Pesty the Clown. When I was at the United Way, there was this clown, this dude that took me under his wing and taught me how to be a clown because I was gonna, you know, do it for the kids, for these United Way kids. And I found out after I saw his card and did a little search online that he passed away about 2 years ago. And yeah, I mean, he was kind of sad. I mean, that guy, all he did was entertain the kids. He spent his life entertaining people. That was his whole gig, his shtick. But I'll never forget that morning we drove around downtown and we had that clown makeup on. I was chugging down a cigarette, and he was, maybe he was too, I can't remember if he smoked or not, but we just a couple clowns driving around downtown, you know. Anyway, you enjoy yourself over there. I don't know if I talked to you about the dream I had about how you were on the other side and you were still in your hospital bed, and I thought, wow, that's weird. I got this distinct sensation that you don't start over, you know, when it's all done down here, that you slowly inch out of what you were
the position you were in down here. So hopefully you've aged enough out of the hospital environment. You're advancing towards youth in some weird Benjamin Button's way, and I'm sure that's my brain just subconsciously regurgitating what I see and what I think is going on. But at any rate, you enjoy the hell out of your day, and as I look at the golf course here, I think it might be high tide for Carrie and I to get a new hobby.